is recording.
Are we sure?
That red light is on. So yes. That's what that means. Positive.
We're going to come back and it's just all going to be static.
I haven't released an episode in like a month. I just haven't have made time to edit them. So we've got like four of them in the can. So we're just going to be releasing all on Christmas. I'm just going to release them all on Christmas. Hold them.
Merry
Hold
Christmas.
Them all.
Did you mark all the things that you have to censor for Austin?
Most it's only like one
most
or two.
Most of them have been censored. I did do that one already where I bleeped it.
Yes.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. So before we started recording, and Panda's here, so I'm going to probably put him in bed shortly.
No.
When we actually start, because otherwise he'll probably do one of his little freak out runs and make a ton of noise. So Alex noticed our Christmas decorations. One of them in the bathroom is Santa Claus. It's a picture of Santa Claus, and he's holding a tree in front of him.
Like a penis.
Like a penis.
Just like a penis.
In case you couldn't figure that out.
But the person who hung it doesn't stand to pee facing it. So does it realize that you guys are pretty much just mirroring each other?
Oh, yeah. When I was in there, I made it a point to make total eye contact to let him know that I knew what was up.
Eyebrows and up. from the bridge of the nose up, that's it.
The Great American Christmas Challenge.
So
I glanced down. I'll be honest.
You gotta, I mean,
it's a
human
big,
nature.
Santa, you gotta know. So I was mentioning to everybody that there's this bar in Indianapolis called the Colt, and it's really close. Well, it's attached to the Embassy Hotel, which is where when we went to Gen Con we stayed, and it's a cool bar. But the most unique feature of this bar is that you walk in, and like you walk into the men's room and you stand at the urinal. And there are people facing you. Like, they're looking right at you, but they don't see you. It's a one-way mirror. There's a one-way mirror. There's one-way mirrored glass that has a bar, like just a bar where you can sit and eat at. So, like, there's the bar where you get drinks. And then backed up to that, there's this bar against a wall that just looks like there's a mirror there. And if you're sitting there eating, you just have a mirror in front of you. Unless you were on the other side of that mirror and you're at a urinal and there's somebody staring you in the face.
Eating.
So the best thing to do is when somebody new walks into the men's room, is go run and sit there and go like this. It's almost as awkward as the men's room at the hotel we stay at for Archon. So there's a men's room right across from where we gamed. Mm-hmm. Like there's a...
I've frequented it.
Yeah. So if you're... There's two urinals and a stall. If you're at the urinal on the left, there is a towel dispenser right here. Like literally right over your left shoulder. Like, people wash their hands and are, like, reaching right here to grab paper towels. It's weird. It is
touching
so...
you with their damp hands while you're trying to pee. They're moist. Moist hands.
Oh, that word. That word bums me out.
There's a lot of people that it bums them out.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not a big deal moist. To me. Moist. My sister-in-law and my niece are both like, "Ah, oh, don't say that word." Ah.
I think it's just the oist part.
There, I actually read an article.
Well, then do you like? I'm fine with the oist.
Yeah, what?
Rejoiced.
It's
those words are not used around me. I don't
it's,
know.
There have actually been studies to try to figure out why this word is so disturbing, and some other words are so disturbing, and for whatever reason, people associate the word moist with wetness, especially wetness of body parts, specifically the vagina. And
it looks sick.
And for whatever reason, then you normally only hear the word in association with food, like moist and delicious cakes. So then people mentally start putting together vagina cake. And it just squigs them out.
I'm still on board.
That doesn't...
I think we should probably start a business.
Yeah,
vagina cake doesn't bother me because now I'm thinking about a cake that is just a big vagina. And I feel like that's a good
I've actually seen there's like
shower cakes. Baby
shower cakes with like a baby doll coming out of a vagina.
Oh yeah.
No. And some of them are disturbingly
graphic, like with little bits of hair and
or like poop.
Yeah. Alex. Too far.
Birth.
Have you ever given birth?
No, but I know from Scrubs that you poop in a room with a bunch of strangers.
Yep. My mom did, because she gave birth very quickly. All right,
so who else in this room has been in a room when someone gave birth?
Nope. It's Tony.
Nope.
It's me. Man. I did it twice.
Stories of that you know of.
Childbirthing freak me out. It's awful.
I was on a Skype call with someone shortly after they gave birth.
Before and after. We got kicked out.
Yeah.
During.
But I was shown a diagram of what happens.
Yes, I did not know that. To the
cervix.
I didn't understand what dilation
and I felt
meant
lightheaded.
Exactly.
It's like, this is how big your cervix normally is. And then it gets this big.
No,
and I'm like,
no. It's not this big. It's like yeah. You can't even.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it's like this big. And then the baby's bigger. I was talking to John. John is our friend in Maine. And he's like, he's a med student. And he's like trying to explain this all to us. And I'm like, John, is that, that's as big as it's going to get? John? John?
No. They measure dilation in centimeters?
10.
And 10. 10's the magic number.
It doesn't get bigger?
10 is the magic
number. Where does the baby come out?
Things dislocate on purpose.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So... there's a show on Fox called Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes.
Do you watch it?
Andy Samberg.
All right. Yes. So do you see the episode, the last episode where Terry's wife.
We've only seen to the end of season two.
Is there a new season?
Yeah. It's been running.
We haven't.
I've only seen up to season two. Oh my God.
So this isn't a huge spoiler. Terry's wife is pregnant again, and so
I think I remember that part.
Yeah. So she has the baby in this episode. Well, she's about to give birth, and her water breaks while she's at the precinct. And long story short, Gina, the secretary, she's helping as much as Gina ever helps with anything, and she's in there talking to her. She's like, oh. She's like, sit down, take a breather. And the wife is saying, I am. She said, no, I'm talking to myself. I just read it, what an episiotomy is. And I'm going to need a couple hours. Yep.
That is the only, when I think about childbirth, that word
snip.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, that's,
you know what?
That's...
But you know what?
I have to figure with
a
everything
snip
that's going.
Is better than a tear.
Yes, that. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I obviously don't know from experience, but
Austin just like what the
Austin,
fuck is happening here?
I think
it makes a vass hole.
I think I explained an episiotomy to you.
Sure.
Yes, you did.
I did.
We're making sure that you leave. I don't ever want to come back.
Or ever have sex.
This is all birth control right here.
I can get some pictures if you need them.
No.
I'm good. Thank you later.
Oh, God.
No.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Kayla.
This is Alex.
This is Austin.
And this is Lena.
We are the Backseat Producers. So
how's that for a fucking intro?
Ooh, yeah.
Med school.
We had to do something without Adam here.
We talk about birth.
I can't even imagine what his comments would have been.
With that face exactly. Stop. It's gross. People are gross.
I'm trying to eat my Qdoba. Knock it off.
Austin is leaving us.
I am.
We made mention of it during Skanksgiving.
That was very
nice. I remember that.
How's it going?
It's going, buddy. It's going fine now. About 3-4 a.m. hit me really hard, though. I was not loving life at about 3-4 a.m.
How many times did you watch Kong Fury that night?
I watched it one more time.
We got back to the house and we're like, Tony's still watching this.
I did. I finished watching it again.
I will say, even though I didn't feel very drunk when I was here, I had my very first hangover Thursday morning.
Really?
So, oh, God. I felt...
Skanksgiving provides.
You haven't gotten one from Adam?
It's a Skanksgiving miracle.
Just by proxy?
How has she not gotten one from Sausage Fest?
Every
time... What, like 3 or 4 of them now?
Yeah, that was my 4th.
Every time Adam gets drunk and I'm hanging out with him, I have a hangover for him the next day.
You did that Saturday at Archon.
Yeah, did you see me Saturday morning at Archon?
Oh,
yeah.
I was at your table.
I saw you. Like, I saw you guys walk into breakfast, and you were fine. You were fine. And Adam looked like...
Osmosis.
Adam looked like a zombie.
Yeah.
Like the early stages of, like, he's been bitten. He's not dead yet. He's going to die. And when he dies, we just need to put a bullet in his head or just knife him so he doesn't come back.
Then he had his 10 boxes of Frosted Flakes.
And then as we're leaving, because I sat at a different table, as we're leaving, I look over and Adam's like, oh, he looks great. And
puts his hair up.
And his hair's all pulled back and looking good. And Kayla looks almost, like she's about to fall out of her
chair. It's a real thing that happens between me and Adam. It's like the Corsican brothers.
It's
like
symbiotic Hispanic hangover syndrome.
It's some Costa Rican, Puerto Rican magic that some, you guys
it's
do.
It's Rican magic.
Rican magic. Yeah.
There was a time in San Francisco I got so drunk that someone I worked with, and I didn't know who until later, took me home, put me in a cab, took me home, brought me up to my apartment, partially undressed me, put me in bed, and then left. I just woke up like, what the f***? How did I get here? And I had to like ask about 4 people. I'm like, what the hell happened? And it was some woman who took me home.
Yeah.
But still, no hangover.
Was it 3 years ago at Archon? I got drunk, super drunk, Friday night. Like, Jonathan and I both
that
passed
was
out at like
my
nine.
First.
Was it your first?
Yeah, because it was like Friday night. You were all passed out, and I'm like,
it was like 9 o'clock.
Like, I'm like, what am I going to do?
Passed out, unconscious. Yeah. I remember, like, people are still in the room. The next thing I remember, it's dark. Like, the room is pitch black. I can't see shit. I feel like I'm going to get sick. And I only have my underwear on. And I'm like, did I get undressed while people were still in the room?
Did Maybe. Someone undress me?
Nobody said anything about it the next day, so probably not. Unless that's a story Adam keeps telling behind my back and I just haven't caught on yet.
Shh, guys.
Yeah, I was so mad at all you guys that night. Because it was my first one, and I didn't want to just go wandering out by myself. I just felt nervous.
See, what people don't realize is by the time I get to Archon, I've done so much work prepping and buying and packing and then unpacking. It's like by noon on Friday, I'm like, that's when I get my big ass margaritas.
And they're so good.
Yeah. And then Friday becomes kind of a wasteland.
We have no other commitments except to each other.
Yeah.
So it's Friday is the free for all.
Friday I did have the panel, and that seems to be the thing that we do now is the room party panel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to maybe suggest we don't do that again next year just to take a year off, but yeah. So we haven't really talked about this too much, but next time, how does Mockingjay Part 2 sound?
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to, I got to rent the first one which I know Amazon has for rent for like $4.
You should be able to find it pretty much anywhere right now.
Yeah. So
if you would have, if you, you have UVerse? Mm-mm. You don't? You have Charter?
I kind of wish I did because Charter sucks. Anytime that, it could be pouring rain and I'm fine. A slight moist sprinkle outside.
Moist sprinkle.
I get shit. I get nothing. That's like my, so much I've worse. Had no TV since I came home.
Moist sprinkling.
I am going to attempt to work this word.
She could have said squirting. Like it would.
That, okay.
Spasming.
Squirting, now we're getting into a word that he sometimes gets to.
Vagina cable.
Vagina cable. I still think you and I, it should be like K&L vagina cakes.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I love to bake.
That's...
I love that. And you're artistic, like, are you not?
I am
that
artistic.
That name doesn't work, though. You need to call... You need, it needs to be a little more clippy.
We yeah, time. We need something yeah. more clever.
I mean, it's not specifically, but like click cakes. It's not exactly right. And
but yeah,
and
something more.
Click like, cakes is
well, no,
click
cakes
is not bad.
Close.
Like and because cunt cakes is a little bit too
it's a little bit too hard. But that might be our phone number. Like, you know, 618 cunt cakes.
618. Oh, this is in Illinois.
Whatever area, yes, I'm sure it'll be St. Louis.
I am not funding.
No, it'll be St. Louis. I just don't know what their.
I'm pulling out.
I just don't know what their area code is.
Alex is not kicking that one.
She's not contributing. Did you just say you're pulling out of ClickCase?
Yes. I thought it was good.
I don't like you.
Isn't that your stripper name, Kayla?
ClickCase.
That should have been Alex's drag name.
Oh, no, I like Fatty Ribs.
Fatty Ribs is actually really good.
No, it's
good
Fatty McRibs.
No, it was Fatty Ribs.
Okay.
Fatty Ribs.
That could be Austin's.
My stripper name?
Drag.
Your or drag name.
My drag name is yeah. ClickCakes.
ClickCakes. That's got to be the last name, though. You need, you need
yeah,
a first
you need
name.
Another, a different.
Vulva ClickCakes.
Vulva's a good name.
Ivana.
Wow, of everything we've ever done on this show, this is what's making you blush this way. Yeah.
Your mom listens to this too sometimes.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Trinity.
Her only comment. You swore! You know? That would have been my mom's
it's
only
funny.
Comment.
When he first moved out here...
Did you have to swear?
She was like, thank you guys for helping us out and taking care of him, and now it's going to be like, stay away from my son.
You are not allowed to go back to the state of Missouri ever.
That's the real reason he's moving. Fucking terrible influence.
Mom's pulling him out.
No.
No.
Good times.
I'm all moist now.
All right.
This is what happens when you skip out on us.
So, this week we're supposed to be talking about Spectre, which 60% of us have seen.
Yeah. Look. I feel like
which,
I know enough
they
about
don't, wait, they don't know which 60% yet. Oh. Don't give it away.
Well, now they do.
Spoiler alert.
Here's my comment about the movie. He spreads way too much venereal disease.
Okay. All
right, I got nothing. I haven't seen it.
So, around the table, who has seen the previous Daniel Craig James Bond movies?
I have. 100% yes.
Okay.
I love him.
No.
None of them.
None of them. Okay. I don't think I've ever watched a James Bond movie.
Any of them.
Does Austin Powers count?
Oh, I've seen Austin Powers.
Tonight, kind of.
It is a parody.
I've seen Austin Powers.
It is a parody of kind of this movie.
Exactly. It kind of works.
It's Thunderball. I mean, this is the remake of Thunderball. So...
Austin Powers was awesome.
Have you seen any of the Bond movies?
I saw the one with Oddjob.
Okay.
I don't know which one that one is.
I don't remember.
Is that the one with the guy who throws a hat?
That's yeah. Oddjob, yeah. Yep.
Nailed it.
Isn't he also have the teeth?
That's all I got this episode, guys.
Or is that Jaws? And Jaws is the guy with the teeth.
Okay.
That's a different guy.
I may have seen both of those.
He was in a couple of them. He was in Moonraker.
I think I've played enough GoldenEye to know what's going on here, guys.
I have played GoldenEye.
I have played GoldenEye. The stadium map in GoldenEye. A+.
All right. So, for those of us who have seen it, what'd you think?
I liked it.
Lana?
I mostly liked it. A little bit long-winded at times. I had a couple of issues, but I mean, I'd recommend it. Anyone who likes James Bond, for the most part, it was very good.
I liked it. Where would you rank it next to the other Daniel Craig Bond movies?
It's probably, I'd say the best one out of the three.
Four? There's four of them.
There's four of them?
Yeah.
So one was completely forgotten.
Reviewing, there was Casino Royale, which introduced us to Daniel Craig as Bond. Then there was Quantum of Solace.
Oh, I forgot about...
And a lot of people do forget about Quantum Solace. Then there was Skyfall, and then this one.
Didn't Skyfall have that really great Adele
song? Yes. Yes,
I did not see Casino Royale. The new intros are pretty cool. The other three.
What's that?
So the new James Bond intros?
Yes, they are. The song for this one was shit.
Yeah. And I thought the intro was so stupid.
The only thing I could think of the whole time during the intro was just hentai. That octopus just all over this naked girl.
I hated the intro.
I like the intro.
It reminded me of
It was a ton of
crappy R&B video.
No, it was a ton of references to James Bond things.
I did see that.
I mean, it was all there.
I wasn't a fan.
Was the octopus for Octopussy?
Yeah. No. Well, no, that's the Spectre.
It's the logo for Spectre.
Oh, I got
but
it.
Yeah.
Try to participate.
It's gonna be hard for you guys. At least you guys can just show up to one of these and.
I mean, did you see that scene where they
for the first time ever
that guy jumped on that skateboard and flipped a car through the air and then they shot it and it blew up? That was a pretty good scene, right?
I do vaguely. Oh wait,
that wasn't in this movie, so this was not a good movie.
Well. I mean, to be fair, if we're going to judge everything on Kung Fury, we might as well just end this shit right now.
How many Triceratops were in this movie?
Did you see that Fury Road won Best Picture of 2015?
I did. Yes. I did. Yeah. The National Film Society.
Are you shocked? I do want to see that again. I want to get that entire movie tattooed on my body. Like, I don't know how that even works. Yeah. Right, yeah.
You just spin around in a circle and it plays.
Yeah, and it plays. That'd be amazing.
You don't even need the whole movie. You just
that
have
would, that would be the
also,
clincher
like,
for me to
badass.
Steal you from him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, if you do that. Yeah, because that's sexy as fuck.
Oh fuck yeah. Yeah,
you're mine, and then she's taking you out.
Alex, you just need to leave. Just leave town. Just right. Go.
Look at me. Look at you. You cannot
take the winnings from trivia.
Take the winnings from trivia. I have them. I have them right here.
Take the trivia winnings and go. That's your severance package.
This will last me one Cyberg's disappointment.
My Cyberg's rewards card probably has more money on it.
This is like $10.
Mine's got like $27.
I don't know
at
if anybody
was up to like 80.
I don't know if anybody bad. Explained that it's not actually bad. Winnings. It's the consolation prize.
Yeah.
That they give out at the end.
What is that?
When you haven't won any rounds, they just draw randomly. That's us.
And they called Team Soylent.
And that was us.
And I was like, hey!
I am
quite proud of the team names that we come up with. Yesterday we had...
We were good.
We had Soylent. We had Yeah, That's My Bicep.
Yeah.
Yeah, That's My Bicep.
We were the Triceracops.
Triceracops. God, there was another really fucking Kung Fuhrer.
All right, next one is Dick Damage.
We've done that one before.
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, I'm almost positive. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep it fresh, Austin. You got to keep the DJ on his toes.
Man.
Oh. So, Lena, what did you think rating compared to the other ones?
I did not see Casino Royale. If for the other three, I would put Skyfall at the top. I really liked Skyfall.
Skyfall. The difference is Skyfall is a more personal and emotionally based movie story. So it's easier to say that that one's better. I really dug how this one pulled everything from the previous three movies into it.
Yes.
This is great because you guys are just like, whatever.
It's okay. I got something to do here. You'll see.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't dislike it. The parts that car chases ran a little too long. It was like, hey, we're driving down the stairs. It just seemed to me.
Kelly just casually had the conversation with the secretary, like, hey, can you just run this name for me while there's some maniac chasing me? And we're both in billion-dollar cars, just doing whatever the fuck we want.
I did get crazy excited when I saw Andrew Scott.
Yeah.
I had to like stop myself from going, Moriarty! Like I almost just yelled at Moriarty because he's so.
What are you doing? I see what you're doing over there.
He's such an evil shit.
What the hell's happening?
How are you able to tap into his?
Because he's part of he's on the network.
It's a Chromecast.
It's a Chromecast. It's on the network. If you're on the network, you can.
Actually, it's a Chromecast.
It is Chromecast,
which I strongly appreciate. I stopped it.
Ready to cast.
Yeah, I think because when I set the one up for my parents, I do believe I named theirs Mastcast.
That's good. That's solid.
Well, also, for the longest time when we were still doing the band, my big push was for Critical Mass.
I voted for that. I
like that.
It
was a good name.
I don't like Adams was like Cream Sleeve.
Cream Sleeve. Oh, Jesus. And there was a longer name to it. It was like Cream Sleeve in the
Moist Vagina
something.
Cakes.
No.
Cream Sleeve bothers me way more than the word moist.
Cream sleeve just sounds like a used condom.
Alex! Don't give it there. Like
come on now.
That's all it is. Like, I don't understand.
You know what's funny is I don't even think about a condom. I think of, like, sweet cream, but it still is, like, disgusting to me. Like, I don't...
Like a tube of... Cream cheese or something?
No,
cream cheese. Why are you saying? Why is this happening?
Moist cream cheese.
Moist cream.
Oh, that's
cheese.
A waste.
Sleeve.
That is terrible.
Squirted over vagina.
Squirting
over click cakes.
Moist cream cheese.
God, it's. I'm gonna.
I have to work that into a display that just.
I'm gonna go to Whois and see if that domain is available.
So,
talk amongst yourselves.
Their choice of Andrew Scott for C was really good. I liked him as Moriarty in Sherlock. So.
Available.
Oh shit. I have bought domain names for less valid reasons than that.
Which one did you look up?
Clickcakes.com.
Oh.
That makes me happy.
So betterintheback.com gets you to backseat producers.
Nice. As it should.
Justice League of Podcasters gets you to backseat producers. I don't know if it still does, but at one point, Laser Airship Dino Shark did. I may have finally let that one go, but for a couple of years, that one got you to backseat producers.
That's hilarious.
I like Q. Just a quirky little boy.
Q's good. So, funny story about. 5 minutes, 10 minutes into the movie, they're talking and they're like, "Oh, so Q and M and I'm not paying a whole lot of attention to it." And I've always kind of in the back of my mind wondered how they got the letter designations, and I never knew until they started calling. Oh, so I guess we need to call him C, and I was like, oh, "I get it now." It's like it clicked. M is the minister.
Mm-hmm.
Q is the quartermaster. C was for chief. And that's all their, that's their designations for their titles, their positions within the organization.
Very good.
And then, like, three quarters of the way through the movie, somebody threatens Q, and he says something about, don't threaten my quartermaster. And it's like, okay, well, there you go. Like, that confirmed it right there. But, like, yeah, like, I've been watching Bond movies since I was, like, this tall. And it's like, oh, that's what that means. It just finally dawned on me.
I've not seen all of them. I've seen a number of them.
I'm pretty sure I have seen all of them, at least in bits and pieces.
But funny enough, the little twist, quote unquote, had not seen any of those movies.
Oh, I'd seen most of those.
I had not seen.
The thing is, the twist was so telegraphed that, like, when the two twists that happened, like the two things that people were surprised by, were so telegraphed that for me it was like, okay, you're presenting this like it's some shocking thing. Mm-hmm. It's like
the bad guy didn't blow up when everything blew up. Are you kidding me? That happened.
Yeah. Well, and what I'm talking about is that Christoph Waltz, which I love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Love that guy and everything. Christoph Waltz being his surrogate brother.
That was from something. Because I was like, that storyline I knew and I didn't know why.
Skyfall. It was from Skyfall. It was part of Skyfall.
All right. I was like, well.
It was part of Skyfall.
I have such a crappy memory.
Okay, so and there's a scene in this one where there's his personal effects from Skyfall.
Mm-hmm.
And they give him an envelope, and there's an envelope with a picture of three people, but the face is burned off of one of them. And it's burned off of Christoph Waltz's character. Because we see the complete picture later with all three of them. So then later come to find out, because he faked his own death during the thing that killed his dad, who was James Bond's adoptive father. So he doesn't exist anymore. And I can't remember the name that he had. But
it's like Offerfield or Offenhausen.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. But some weird he German becomes name. Blofeld.
Yeah.
And that's the character that Dr. Evil's based on.
Well, then didn't he say that his mother is Blofeld? Didn't he say that?
I don't remember.
After the cat, like in that scene when he was.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, the cat's there.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed the cat right before he said it. So it's like.
Exactly.
So that was like seriously telegraphed.
Yeah.
But
I thought he said, because when he was kind of talking about all that, I thought he said that his mother's name was whatever Blofeld.
I don't know, maybe. And then at the very end, he takes the injury to the face that gives him the diamond scar around his eye, which he has in the previous Bond movies that we've seen Blofeld in.
Now, the only thing that I...
So this was like a prequel?
No, see, what happened was they... when Daniel Craig started as Bond, they reset the franchise.
That's smart.
Yeah. I mean, the franchise had gone on for like 21 movies, I think. 20, so 21 movies, movies, something like that. Before Craig came on. So when Craig came on, he came on with Casino Royale, which was the first Bond movie. And I believe, I haven't read the books, but I think it was the first book. So that kind of is the introduction to this guy, James Bond, becoming a member of the Secret Service and being inducted into the 00 program, which the 00 program means you're licensed to kill. So 007.
And you'd like to be shaken, not stirred.
You yourself.
You.
But do you shake or stir a clean sleeve?
How moist does the cream sleeve have to be before you can shake it and not stir it?
Should I buy that domain?
What domain?
Click
no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's clever.
I feel like we can do better.
All right.
That's good. It's almost there.
Vagina snaps.
Veg snaps.
Sounds like an air puffed treat.
Nookie cookies.
It sounds like a... Oh!
I get the feeling that you've worked on this before.
I feel like that might be taken. It's so good.
That's a really good one. If that's not taken, you need to get
that.
Yeah,
if that's not taken.
Snap that shit up.
Nookie cookies.
That would be a good plan name.
It's it is registered.
Yeah, of course it is. It's too good.
But is .biz? I mean, this is going to be an enterprise. We wait.
.biz is available.
What?
So is .us.
No, cookies.us.
It doesn't tell me who registered it, though. It's private.
Well, that's probably a good idea on the part. So,
I think what I mistook, when he was talking about that, I actually thought he was saying that he was Blofeld's son. I just totally mistook it. And then I was kind of looking later, and I'm like, oh, nope, he actually was Blofeld.
Yeah, no, he said, I changed my name to Blofeld. He's like, because the person he kept calling, he said, he doesn't exist anymore. He died.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Blofeld. With the same ridiculous contraption to try to kill him.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that was crazy. Drilling the needle into his head.
The thing is, in the past Bond movies, those ridiculous death traps were unnecessary and confusing, and like the villains would set him up in this death trap and then leave. Like,
and well, they were, let's they go were get like a gun. We'll shoot
slow
them together.
Reacting death
right,
trap.
Right. So so with this, what I really dug was he's monologuing the entire time and talking about how, you know, all this pain and suffering you've gone through. And like, he lists out all the bad shit that's happened to him through the last three movies. And it's like, this thing that happened, it was me. This thing that happened, I totally did that. it's like, all of this shit is this way. And this super secret evil empire organization, well, yeah, we do all this other shit. But part of our mandate is to fuck with you in your life. like he totally lays that out. So it's like he's played this long game over the course of like 10 or 15 years, I think, by the time. Because Skyfall takes place many years after Quantum of Solace, if I'm not mistaken. There's like a big gap in time there.
Mm.
So like many years have passed since the first movie and the story that takes place in the first movie. So this guy has been working on him for a long, long time. So for him to then put him in a death trap that is slowly drilling holes into his brain to hit the centers, the nerve centers and stuff. Yeah, it's squiggy. Kayla's squirming. To remove those memories and things like that. Of all the ridiculous death traps, that one actually was. It made sense for why that character is doing that. And he stayed in the room the entire time.
Yeah, they were all like 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He wasn't going to leave the room and just, he's like, I'm going to fucking tear you apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to kill you. And I'm going to be right here in your face the entire time. I'm not leaving. I'm not monologuing, then leaving so you can get out. So if you're getting out, you're going to have to do it while I'm here. While I'm right here in front of you.
Mm-hmm. So did they kill Bob?
Spoiler.
Because that'd be cool.
What?
They did not.
Oh.
No.
They did not.
He got out with trivial brain damage.
He actually...
His IQ is only 50.
One of the bad things about this is that we know that Daniel Craig's also contracted for one more movie.
I thought this was his last one. He's got one more?
He's got one more contract. Skyfall was going to be his last. Okay. And then they signed him on for two more. Although, and Skyfall actually... The way Skyfall went, if Skyfall would have been the last Craig Bond, it would have been fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, and this one could end like that too, but I really kind of want to see more Blofeld. I really do.
I do.
Because I love Christoph Waltz and I want to see that guy in everything.
He's so
awesome. I just want to listen to Daniel Craig talk. I love his voice.
Daniel Craig, if you're listening.
I love his Bond mannerism.
Hey, buddy.
Daniel Craig, if you got through all the talk about moist cream sleeves.
Then you are a man. You are the man that Austin needs.
Oh, God, yes.
Austin doesn't just go for any man. Austin goes for Daniel Craig.
As long as Daniel Craig has his stomach strong enough to stand the last half an hour of conversation.
So Adam was
thrown up a long time ago.
That everyone was excited about this movie because Bond has sex with a woman.
An age appropriate woman.
Is that
Monica Bellucci?
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah. Oh, he'll have sex with almost anything.
Well, he was saying that everyone was like, ooh,
but
she's like,
that was a
50, and Adam was like,
but she's not the one who stays
not the one that stays with him through the movie.
The young one does.
Yeah, he like,
the young boy.
Well, she's smart enough.
He puts the moves on her and bangs her like he would bang any.
A basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, as Bond does.
I don't.
Apple pie. Yeah.
I don't know what.
That was fine. But it really, there was nothing impressive about it as far as terms of in the movie.
Mm.
Now, in the greater mythology of Bond, it's kind of a big deal.
It's like edgy, like, ooh, she's
relatively normal relationship.
Yeah, it wasn't even a normal relationship. No. It was totally using each other and sex and, yeah.
Sounds normal to me.
I feel like that's what people do when they're 50.
He assassinated some assassins about to assassinate her, and then he had sex with her. That's pretty much
so. He assassinates
the best type of foreplay.
So really,
he assassinates her assassin husband,
and well, then can't have protects that hanging
her
around.
From other assassins during his funeral and the night after. Then bangs her the night of his funeral.
Well, I mean, she's
single. But he's also getting some information from her.
Well, yeah, as you do.
Exactly, as you do.
You give her something, she's giving you something.
What's he giving her?
You could say, you could say they have a special bond.
Is it?
No, Austin, you can't.
I apologize.
You gave him a special cream sleeve that lets her give out all the information.
Yeah, I found
it's a truth condom.
Zero chemistry with Dr. Swan, the blonde. Just zero chemistry.
Oh, I didn't have a problem with
him and her.
I didn't have a problem with that. I did like her reaction at the end. That this is the life you lead.
Yes,
and you're not going to step away from that. And I don't expect you to. Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Good. These are adult and mature and rational decisions. Mm-hmm. Like the decision-making process of everyone about grown-up things in this movie was actually, I had no problems with any of it. Like, hey, we're going to have sex tonight after I saved your life and you're giving me information. You know what? I'm hot for you, so that's fine. Let's bang. And that happens. And then later, with a different chick, they are romantically involved. They find all these connections with each other. Things are seemingly getting serious, and in the end she's like, you know what, you live this crazy life that my dad lived and I want to get the fuck out of it, so you go have fun playing spy, I'm gonna go see ya. Probably not though.
I liked the in the beginning where he uses that woman to get up, just to get up into her room to change and then use her window and walk to the other side.
I kind of wanted him to go back. I kind of wanted to have him take the helicopter and go back and land on the roof of that hotel and just go back into the room.
I'm back.
So the beginning of every Bond movie, there's a crazy action sequence. Like it starts in media res. You don't know what's going on. You probably aren't going to know what's going on. It's just to show you that you're in a Bond movie and crazy action's going to happen.
Action is happening.
Action is happening. And it's crazy and it's over the top. So
action!
Action! That doesn't sound as good when I'm not drunk. So, like, they're at they're at the Day of the Dead. They're in Mexico City. He's wandering around in like this suit with the skeleton and the mask, and he and this chick are like flirting, and she takes him up to a hotel room, and like she goes to turn around and get freshened up, and he's like completely changed, and she's like, "What's going on?" And he's got a gun, a double pistol grip machine gun. She's like, he's like, "I'll be right back." And he climbs out the window and very clearly knows where he's going. Like, he has planned to go out this window because it will take him right to where he needs to go. Like, three buildings over, you know, scaling rooftops to assassinate this guy.
That made me dizzy.
And he doesn't come back?
Then crazy shit starts happening. Like, a building collapses.
And then he fights a dude in a helicopter while it's in the air, and it's doing like crazy flips and shit. And
well, like the whole the Day of the Dead, everyone in the street, they're because the helicopter's going down.
And then
buildings have collapsed, but like buildings have blown up and collapsed in the streets, and people are panicking and running everywhere.
So he's like worse for the economy than Superman.
But he is in Mexico, so it's fine. So all this crazy shit happens. Spoiler, he survives the fight, taking out not only the guy he's fighting, but also the pilot.
And then he just calmly takes over the helicopter.
Takes over the helicopter and flies up. It's like, why didn't he just... If they would have just shown him flying and landing on that hotel again, it would have been like, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't even need to waste time with him getting out. Just him landing on the same one would have been fine. Everyone in the theater would be like, ha!
James, all right. Tail. Yeah.
The kids don't know the kids don't know what's happening, but we know what's happening.
We got this. It's all good. Yeah, there was something else I was going to say. Ralph Fiennes as M is good. If anybody...
Voldemort?
Yeah. If anybody can replace Judi Dench as M... He does a good job of it.
Yeah.
One thing I really liked in this one more than most previous Bonds I've seen is the team aspect that he takes on at the end is far different.
Who, M? And
no, like James. Like he's part of a team at the end. Like they have this coordinated effort between these four people to make things happen. And it's not just James Bond doing all this crazy bullshit to save the day. It's Q doing his part, M doing his part, James doing his part, Moneypenny's involved, Swan's involved. Like there's this elaborate team effort that you don't normally see in a James Bond movie. And it's like, that was really cool. And I really liked that.
Well, I mean, hasn't Q always been the hero anyway? Like, he's inventing the weird shit that Bond uses. Like, here's a pen that you can use to shoot your semen straight into another person. You don't even have to have sex anymore. And Bond's like, why would I? I got nothing. I realized quickly I don't remember anything.
But, I, you know, it the idea... There was an idea in this one. There was a theme of maturity, and I liked that. Like there were points throughout it where, and I mean, he banged a mature woman. he was part of a team. When Swan, given the choice to run into James's arms and you know be wooed by the man that saved her, she said, "You know what? I can't do this. I've outgrown this shit and I'm out." And then I think the most telling line, and they telegraphed it a little bit. I mean, it was a little bit hokey, but they were in the last like 3 minutes of the movie, so you could kind of get away with it. But there was a line about, just because you have the license to kill, it also means knowing when not to kill.
Yeah.
And
also me. Yeah.
And so it was a little bit, I mean, it was a little bit overblown. But by that point in the movie, they kind of earned it.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, but that line, you know, a line like that doesn't happen in the first 5 minutes. It happens in the last five. So by that point, you've kind of...
After killing 100,000 people in Mexico.
They're like,
It wasn't that many. It was a mostly empty building where that thing took place.
And he landed
on a couch.
Well, he blew up a room. He shot a bomb that blew up. The bomb was going to be taken to a sports arena, a stadium, and blown up there where 100,000 people would have been and would have caused a lot more damage and death. This was the two or three people in the room. There was three people in the room. Two of them died instantly.
Wait, you're telling me there's a bomb that he blew up in a building, and because it's in the building, it somehow does far less damage than if it had been at a stadium?
An open-air stadium that could have collapsed a section of the stadium?
I mean,
I
would think it'd be far more devastating.
It was a three-story empty building.
And it took out the one next to it as well.
Oh, so it took out two buildings.
Yeah, it took out a block.
I thought you were saying it only took out the people in the room or something like that. I'm like, does this bomb magically get stronger when it's near a soccer ball?
No. I'm not explaining
it well.
It's
racist to get a football field.
That's what they call soccer down there. That's fine, too.
That's true.
It's because soccer is football. Football is
I'm not good at this.
Something
football.
Else.
Play the
football.
What?
So there's a U with a little accent.
Football de Americana is American football. Anyway, go on.
I don't know what I was going to say anymore.
I'm sorry.
Well, in getting to that whole, like, you know, they kind of had this team effort. It was also all kind of coming together against C. Like, they had, as opposed to other times where... you know, they would, even though Bond had an enemy, it was always like, you're just, you know, yes, you're doing what you're supposed to do, but you're much too wild when you do it. But with C, it was a common enemy. So they were all kind of working to stop this.
I mean, the organization always tries to hamstring Bond. I mean, that's kind of one of the themes of it, because you have somebody that has a license to kill. He can kill with impunity. Yeah. There's no oversight to that. He can make a decision. He makes the decision. He executes it and executes the person. And that's that. And, you know, at some point they can remove his status, but it's not like he's going to be charged for murder.
Right.
And generally things like this happen when they don't assign him to jobs, or he gets left out in the field, or, you know, some crazy shit.
Because
this
was not, as it started, was not an assignment.
The biggest problem I had with this is the plot of this, we're getting to a point where the plot of this and the last Mission Impossible movie started like weaving a little bit together. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the last one, Ghost Protocol?
Nope.
So like there's this thematic element that is it's crept in to spy movies since like the turn of the millennium. And it's the idea that the spy on the street is not necessary anymore. We can do everything with technology and we don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of organization has no oversight. It's run rogue. It's, you know, we don't need you to be this thing in this place. We've got a better solution. And the better solution is always an evil.
Yep.
And in this case, the better solution was...
Skynet.
It was the same thing that Batman used in The Dark Knight. The idea that you could tap into any resource and track everything all the time. And they literally used it against them in this movie throughout. I don't want to see that type of story too much more.
Yeah.
But I think
kind of reality.
It kind of is. But and it's not that I have a problem with the idea of the technological oversight. It's the we need to dismantle this organization because it's a dinosaur and it doesn't fit our needs anymore. It's like, well then let's stop fucking remaking things from the 60s. Because these stories, either that or let's make them period pieces to make that organization still a viable organization. Stop trying to take these old ideas and constructs and pull them 50 years into the future. They really don't, they can't serve the same purpose. So that was kind of my problem with it. And another thing, I heard some people, so in Skyfall, the thing happens where the bad guy gets captured, brought to base, and does terrible shit to your home base because they were captured. They planned on being captured. Right. They were brought in. And like, there's this string of movies where that has happened. And people are like, yeah, I'm really, it happened in The Dark Knight. The Joker meant to get captured to go into GCPD so that he could fuck shit up while he was in there.
Yep.
So this string of things happen. And again, this will be another reference lost on Alex because he doesn't watch Star Wars. The first movie I remember seeing that in was fucking Return of the Jedi. Luke Skywalker does it in Jabba's palace. He gets captured on purpose to help rescue Han Solo.
So I haven't seen this movie, but I have seen the Family Guy parody of it, so I know what you're talking about. I know there's a lot of nodding.
I love it. I love how Alex says, I have not seen this movie. Like, it's like just any movie that he hasn't seen. When it's in fact Star Wars that we're talking about.
I like how I think it was on today on Facebook.
Adam says
the irony of me bitching about Alex not seeing Star Wars. The irony of that is not lost on me. Because this is the same person who adamantly refuses to watch Ghostbusters.
That is exactly what I was just going to say.
Even though he owns them. Someone gave them to him.
We had this conversation with him last night at Trivia.
I can't remember who posted, but somebody posted about how Ghostbusters is like the most American movie because we find out that there is life after death and we immediately try to make a profit on it.
Monetize it.
There's an entire scene dedicated to salary negotiation. Most of the movie's about fighting government regulators and trying to hire staff and find a building. It's ridiculous.
I can't get it and get a sweet ride.
Yeah, I can't remember. It was some
that's
comic artist.
That's pretty great.
But so. Yeah. And I was trying to talk to Ed about it.
Why so does he refuse to watch Ghostbusters?
Because he's
out. Because it's been... Because it's a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been a thing for so long that for him to watch it at this point ruins the joke. And you know, Adam, if there's funny to be had in this, then he's always going to go for the funny. So, yeah. So someone actually gave him a copy of Ghostbusters 1 and 2 in a multi-pack.
Multi-pack.
And it's still sealed.
It's, just so no one thinks that he watched it when no one was looking.
It's on his shelf. And my understanding is he has actually gone through these things where he refers to as unfucking his life, where he purges.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll just go through things and just like, we are never going to play these stack of 20 games again, and just throws them away. Doesn't like donate them or anything, just pitches them. And like, he does this with movies and books and just shit. I'm never going to do this thing again. It's gone. Ghostbusters is still in his collection.
He's gonna be buried with it. It's probably.
I plan on making sure it's in this casket.
Just like me with Melina's glitter.
Yeah.
You get Ghostbusters.
I'm gonna make sure it's gonna be Ghostbusters in this hand and the fleshlight in this one.
There you go.
Did you see that thing on Twitter?
Fucking creepy crawly thing that needs to be in there too.
It does. We'll serve those.
Yeah.
We'll serve those at the wake. So did you see the thing on
the mother
on Twitter? So like this conservative Christian mother.
Oh, Linda.
Is that what her name is?
The lady who's...
The fleshlight lady?
You're on a first name
basis. Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
So on Twitter, this woman posts a picture of a fleshlight that has a suction cup attachment to it.
It's like a mount.
That's suction cupped to the tile wall of the bathroom stall in the downstairs bathroom of her house. And she's like, my son CJ is the only one that uses this. Does anyone know what it is? And
Twitter uses the bathroom, to be clear, uses
this bathroom.
It's like his.
His bathroom in his downstairs apartment or whatever. And he's the only one to use this bathroom. Does anyone know? I seen this in his That was a quote. I seen this in the bathroom. Does anyone know what it is? So immediately people were like, hey, it's a fleshlight. And people are just like slamming her with posts. Like, this is what it is. And it's getting retweeted like wildfire, as you do. And people are like not only posting that, but they're saying this is a at fleshlight. So you can follow it to see what this is. She's like, you people are nasty. You're disgusting. You're all going to hell.
My son would never do that.
My son or husband would never do that. That's disgusting.
Everybody masturbates.
Wait. It gets better. Because then people are like, so that's a mouth. Does it have a mustache?
Yeah. The question is, does the mouth have a mustache?
That's gross. He's not gay. Blah, blah, blah. So then not only does fleshlight chime in, ooh, but their sister company, Flesh Jack or Jack Light, I don't remember what it's something like that.
There's another one.
Wait. Yes, those are all gay. Those are all meant for gay men. Oh. Those are all men's mouths.
Smart,
right?
Wait, there's a difference.
Well, because
they're all molded after real people's mouth. Like they get porn star mouths.
You can get different orifices, like on the end of the fleshlight. It could be a mouth, it could be a vagina, it can be any sorts of things. And they have a line of them that are also...
I thought it was just
what we're here for.
I thought it was just like a different picture on the end for fun or something.
No, it's more
like it's like a mold.
It's
like
a molded silicone.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they have like porn star editions of them.
Yeah, so they have them for specific porn stars. And the whoever this other company was chimed in, they're like, hey, that's one of ours. We can tell. Like, I guess the coloring on the shaft of it or whatever is is specific to the to their line as opposed to the fleshlight line. And so, like, this one's ours. And you people are nasty. This is disgusting.
Everyone has lost their mind.
I'm gonna call the police. Everyone in the country needs to call the police on fleshlight and flesh jack on them, because what they're doing is immoral and should be illegal.
Masturbation. Masturbation should be illegal. Yeah.
I want to hear that 911 call. What happened when her son came home that day? What's awful is she basically just outed him.
So,
like,
I'm wondering if this is real.
Or do you think it's like a
do you think it's too viral good to
advertising
be like,
for Flesh Jack?
I don't think it's that, because there are way too many tweets.
Flesh Jack...
there are way too many tweets before it for to lead up to that specific joke or to lead up to that specific bit of viral marketing. Mm-hmm. But like, somebody would have had to curate this thing for months, coming up with some crazy conservative bullshit.
I mean, people are dumb as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
but like, the cynic in me is also like,
listeners.
I don't know if this is necessarily real.
I don't
like if some comedian who's trying to poke fun at people like that is doing this, you know?
It would kind of be awful if it is real. Yeah. I mean, it would be, because...
It would be terrible, especially
for... Well, for one, to be a teenage boy and to have your mother post something like that, have it viral. And then secondly...
If we know how old this kid is.
Well,
whatever age.
If he has his own, like, part of the house, I feel like...
No, not necessarily.
And can afford one of these devices, because I think they're, like, upwards of, like, $100. At least.
But the worst part about it is the fact that he might be gay, and this
get on
might,
that, Alex.
He might be gay, and this might be the way he is outed, like, not just to all these strangers, but possibly to his family, who is obviously, if this is real, obviously are not mentally equipped to handle.
Yeah. Oh, and she was like saying stuff like, I'm going to call his best buddy's mom and make sure she knows about this, too.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
What?
Because if he's gay, he's got to be getting gay with somebody.
Oh, they're about $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look how Gail's face.
So what I love is the series of things we've made Alex search for as part of this show. I can't wait for, like... The great web of Google to collect all this data.
They fucking know.
And send Kayla, not to send you advertising, but to send Kayla specific advertising about finding a new man, divorce attorneys, Do you know what he's searching for online?
She's the worst. She,
I am the worst.
She posted a link to fucking Cougar Life and opened it on my phone without incognito mode.
I did it.
I still randomly get fucking ads for them.
I would do it again.
That was like 6 or 7 months ago.
I do. Well, then it's done.
I would do it again.
And she handed me my phone. I'm like, no!
That isn't even the worst thing. I pulled up on your phone, not in incognito mode.
Like, I run such an aggressive ad blocker on my computer at work because I share Chrome between them, and like, I don't want shit to come off.
That's fair. I'm really thankful that my kids haven't figured out that when they look over my shoulder at videos on Facebook and the advertising on Facebook is showing them things that I was searching for on Amazon that are the Christmas presents that they're getting.
This is what incognito mode is for, Tony.
I don't have time for
that. That's not what incognito mode is for.
No, incognito mode is for two things. It's for porn and for...
It's just for porn.
Testing websites.
It's only for porn.
It's only for porn.
It's all for porn.
The second one is very handy.
It is. Testing websites. Testing porn? Website, it is very handy.
Am I having a fucking cash...
Testing new websites for porn?
Am I having a
porn website?
Am I having a cash problem right now? Incognito mode. No. Fucking constantly.
Nobody does that.
I do that all day. I have a coworker who like only tests, or he only uses incognito mode at work because he doesn't want to deal with cash. It's like,
yeah, that's why.
Well, where he serves porn at work, I don't know.
So
I'm not in his office.
When I worked at
he's got his own office. Of course, he's watching porn.
Yes, it's porn.
So you had to be careful when you walked through our tech support room. Of looking too closely at any of the screens of the people who were providing tech support when I worked at Network Solutions. So we did the shopping cart software, which means we served sites that whoever wanted to sell whatever using our software, using on our servers, we supported them. So the first thing you do when somebody's saying they're having a problem with their site is you go to their site. So literally on the same server, we had... the largest Christian book retailer, I heard rumors that it was on the web, was using our software. On that same server, we had like 5 or 6 different adult toy store websites on the same server.
As we do.
And like they would have like lost their goddamn minds if they didn't know. You'd walk through and it's like, so, and you'd hear things like, so... it's the big black one that you're having problems displaying. You look over, it's like, I don't think you're having a problem displaying that one.
It's displayed. It's right there. You just need to take a step back when you take this photo. You are too close.
Yeah. So, needless to say, the porn filters were not on at all when I worked there. Like, and it never dawned on me till, so my first day... you know, you go through the typical introduction meetings and shit like that. And we had to go through like SOX training and all that shit that you have to PCI compliance, all that bullshit.
Fuck PCI compliance.
Yeah, we're doing that. All that bullshit at work now, right?
It's a constant battle. They want us to get the next level of certification for all our applications. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, it's terrible. So I go to lunch with HR, with like the trainer. And with like the head of HR, they take me out to lunch for my first day. So we're there and they start talking about this website and they're like, you don't know about that, do you? I said, what? And they're like, nobody brought this up in the interview? I said, no, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, how religious are you? What?
I don't know if it's allowed to come up in the interview.
Like, how do you feel about sexual themes? I'm like,
what is happening?
Exactly are you two ladies talking about?
How casual is Friday? Start
with that. Where are we going after lunch? And they're like, so... we have some adult content stores. I was like, Oh, that's fine. Like, oh my God, you need to go to this site and this site. Yeah, that was good times.
That's hilarious. I've never had to have a question like that in a job interview.
Yeah, and it didn't happen at the interview. That was just it. It happened at lunch on my first day.
You would think that somebody would be like, do you object to taking care of adult websites?
Right.
No.
Well, and to be fair, I was working. I mean, the stuff I did was so behind the scenes. Like, in my the regular course of my job, I never went to an active page, like an active front page. We did our test pages because my job was doing the database stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it was mostly just database maintenance and making sure that all the queries and stored procedures were updated whenever we ran updates, and that I had scripts built so that we could launch new sites or update old sites when we did updates, that kind of bullshit. So I didn't really have to do any. Apparently that was part of the questioning process if you were working in tech support, because had to deal with that shit then. And they're like, and talking with those guys, because we were friendly with those guys, and they're like, we would rather deal with 25 of the people for those porn sites than any one of the people that did the Christian bookstores, bookstores and gift stores and stuff, because those people were so not tech savvy and so insistent that their shit be fixed immediately, where the porn people were like, anything you can do to help us out would be really great. They weren't pushy. They did all their shit quickly. They made sure everybody was paid on time, because for them it was money. Mm-hmm. And they had good turnover, they had good income. But that meant they knew how to report, they knew what to report, they worked with tech support. Yeah. Moist.
I'm getting moist hearing you talk about people who know how to report problems correctly.
It's sexy.
I get a screenshot today of an error message in a close crop of like four fields, and I'm like, fuck, what page is this on? Like, why do you guys do this?
What were you doing at the time?
I searched for a label that I saw in the screenshot, and thankfully it was only in like two places.
Wow.
So I was able to figure it out based on that. Like, fuck.
God. That's the worst. Anything else about Spectre?
I heard it was moist.
I heard there were some moist seats after the show.
I have no doubt.
I don't know.
At Daniel Craig.
Have you seen?
I'm sure
the back of the seat in front of Austin was really moist. Oh, Daniel!
Have you seen the
Craig? Daniel Craig.
Have you seen the skit with Daniel Craig trying to rent a car from Stephen Colbert?
No,
it is so good. Colbert's like, you've been in like seven accidents.
So I need to do something really quick. Talk amongst yourselves. Something very important is happening any minute now.
It's confusing and exciting.
It is. It's amazing.
Terrifying. And
it's amazing.
That's not it. So on Kimmel? Tonight, they are premiering the new Batman v Superman trailer.
Oh.
And that started like 5 minutes ago.
I mean, it's going to be like towards the end.
Yeah, I know. I just want to set the recording.
I mean, it'll be on.
It'll Hulu be on the internet
like tomorrow.
Probably already. Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor is an excellent fighter.
He's a tiny, sexy little Irishman.
I don't know who that is.
He's an MMA fighter.
I don't know what that is.
Well, you know what MMA is.
I have zero interest in that. I have less interest in that than I have in boxing, but not boxing movies, because I can't wait to see Creed.
I've seen most of it.
I've heard it's really good.
Someone, I don't know who, but someone I know saw it, or someone... I saw someone.
Somebody and Lisa saw it.
I saw somebody
comment on something on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, you got to see if your boss will let you, like, hook up an Xbox or something in the theater.
See, at my last job that I worked, the managers actually did that on weekends in the mornings.
Nice.
Which was super against policy, and they all would have got their jobs taken away from them.
My friend Bob wanted a review of Spectre. I have not answered him yet. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything because I'm recording on Wednesday.
So you can listen to this a month from now, all right?
Exactly.
So when I was growing up, living... What? Look at the thing right below Jimmy Kimmel Live. Sexy adult toy shopping.
It's relevant to our...
It is. It's not on yet, though.
Hold on. And the next one is Sexy Face?
Sexy Face.
Sexy Face It.
That's the follow-up to the adult toy shopping.
Sexy Face It.
At any age.
At any age.
Joan London.
Sexy adult toy shopping.
America's most trusted source for adult products. Well, I'm going to have to watch that if they're so trusted.
I doubt that the shopping channel is America's trusted source.
Do you think they have fleshlights? Do you think they have flesh jacks?
Do you think they have mustaches?
They have mustache attachments for them.
Just picturing a fleshlight with like a giant real mustache on it now.
Why not?
It's like a Yosemite Sam.
Like a Mr. Potato.
Fleshlight. Put a hat on it.
Oh my god, that's brilliant. Just like Mr. Potato Jack. Or Mrs. Potato Jack.
You could have the vagina ones. You could, like, full bush, shaved, knitting strip.
Like the little shapes.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Better hair.
Yeah.
Like a heart. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Little Christmas tree.
It's a shamrock.
For Christmas.
It's Valentine's Day. You just went to like a whole sad world. Happy Valentine's Day to me. I'll use my tears for lubricants. I'm so alone.
Oh, but it's so moist now. And on that note,
Fleshlight, if you're listening and you want to contact us, we've got ideas. Probably not useful ones.
This is really, there's no better way to send Austin off.
Love, Mom.
So before we actually do end, Austin,
yes.
Any memorable experience? Because a lot of times we don't know exactly when people are leaving. Like there's only been a couple times where like people have come here for long periods of time and then just disappeared. Like, but we didn't know that it was going to be their last time. So it's like we
slow
know.
Fade.
Yeah. Like they just stop showing up.
Like ghost.
So like any thoughts, your experience, your time in the backseat?
It was super fun.
It was super moist.
It's really moist. Tony's backseat is really moist.
I haven't needed my cream sleeve as much as I thought I would, but...
But his flesh jack has been a permanent companion.
I will tell you...
It's got suction cup for
tonight,
and everything.
You have absolutely graduated from... What the hell was that? Sweet Vanilla Sex.
Oh, Sweet Vanilla Sex.
You've left that so far behind you tonight.
Oh, well,
I'm sorry, Tracy.
I'm ready to phone call like 1 a.m. next one. Like, Austin, what the fuck is this? I'd be like, what are you talking about? The podcast? Fuck. You know what?
You know, I honestly thought I was a good person. I'm not.
Blame Alex.
No, blame Adam. He's
it's
not.
Adam,
yeah,
Adam.
It's all Adam.
It's all Adam. All right. Well, thank you for being part of the show. And like I said, anytime you're in town, you're always welcome to come back.
Awesome. It's been real, guys.
My baby.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Good night.
Cute tears.